Pope John Paul, looking frail and barely able to talk, has made his first public appearance since he fell ill last week. The 84-year-old Pope was hospitalised last Tuesday with breathing problems. Overnight, he made a brief appearance at his hospital window. An aide read a message and then the Pope delivered a brief blessing. Jean Di Marino is in Rome. Jean Di Marino, the Pope's appearance was hardly reassuring to his followers.
No, that's right, Tony. He appeared at the window just before midday and he looked very frail. As he listened to his aide saying the Angelus prayer and his address to the faithful, his head kept bowing to his chest. He spoke the final lines of the blessing in a really croaky and slurred voice. And to the last minute, there'd actually been doubt as to whether he would be well enough to make an appearance at the ceremony.
Well, we heard just then how croaky he was. What's the Vatican saying about his health and what's the latest bulletin?
The last statement by the Vatican said that medical tests had confirmed that the Pope's condition had stabilised and that his health and breathing had improved and that he was now eating regularly. And in one statement before that, they said that his throat condition was in regression and that he'd experienced no more of the throat spasms. And in fact, his chief press spokesman seemed to say that he could be out of hospital within 7 days.
Are these bulletins coming from his doctors at the hospital itself or from political advisers?
They're actually coming from the political advisers. The daily bulletins about the Pope's condition are written and released by the Vatican Press Office, not the hospital. And in fact, no doctor has yet spoken or taken questions on the Pope's condition. And this is something that Italian journalists are saying is strange, because apparently with other ailments, it hasn't been handled like this. And it may be that there's some evidence that the doctors are more concerned about the Pope's health than these relentlessly positive statements would have us believe. This week there have actually been a number of events cancelled. Tuesday's meeting with Condoleezza Rice, the US Secretary of State, was cancelled. Wednesday's general audience was cancelled. And also Friday's meeting with the President of the European Parliament was cancelled.
Jean Di Marino in Rome.